Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today is Chelsea Richmond, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
We're going to concentrate on food safety today, and especially as people are starting to prepare for the fairs in the area, it becomes even more of a situation that we want to make sure we're keeping our food safe.
Absolutely. And I know it's hard to believe that fairs are just around the corner. And I know a lot of us are going to be heading out to see different exhibits or participate in activities. I know kids enjoy being able to ride some carnival rides or a lot of enjoy food vendors and food options as well, and just be able to spend some time with family and friends. So it's a great opportunity to enjoy those community events as well. I think one of the highlights that are often, especially for kids, are often petting zoos or animal exhibits. Those definitely can be fun and educational experiences. However, one of the important steps that we need to remember after attending those petting zoos or handling animals is to make sure to wash your hands to avoid any potential illness or foodborne illness. According to the CDC, between 2010 and 2015, about 108 outbreaks of foodborne illness occurred as a result of individuals who were handling animals at public events such as fairs. And there are many types of bacteria that can spread from animals to people, such as E. coli or Salmonella. And it's also important to remember that even if you're out in the animal exhibits and don't touch the animals, you still are touching gates, fences, other equipment, and sometimes that bacteria can transfer to your hands as well. So your best defense in preventing that foodborne illness is to make sure to wash your hands with soap and water and scrub for at least 20 seconds. And also make sure to utilize those hand washing stations and make sure to wash your hands after visiting those animal exhibits. Sometimes I know that hand soap and water aren't always readily available. And while that washing your hands with soap and water is the best way to get rid of germs, if those options aren't readily available, make sure to use a hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol until you're able to get to a sink. In addition to the many things to see and do at the fair, I know a lot of looking for different food options at the fair as well. And so to make sure to make some safe food choices and reduce your risk for food poisoning, some other tips to consider when choosing food vendors are making sure to look at the workstations and note if they're tidy and clean, making sure that the vendor is wearing and using disposable gloves when preparing their food, making sure that they're utilizing hand washing sinks or stations that are available for the vendors as well as employees, making sure gloves or tongs are available to serve food to customers. And if vendors are utilizing single service utensils, are checking to see if they're individually wrapped. Sometimes those unwrapped eating utensils have a potential for contamination from the dirt, air, flies, even customers as well. Making sure to keep that hot foods are hot and cold foods are cold. And then again, just making sure to wash your hands before you eat and bringing along that hand sanitizer or hand wipes with you in case it's difficult to wash hands. So hope that many are able to get out this summer and enjoy fair and the fair season, and just hope that we can take some steps to do it in a safe manner.
Exactly. We have so many great foods at the fair. We want to make sure that those foods are safe. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meridian Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.